And we welcome He Huang to the show. Good morning.
Hi, morning.
It's Hobart. Good to see you.
Hi.
And you went viral on the internet. You made international headlines after auditioning for Australia's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. So this is the moment, and we found you very, very funny. So listen to this.
This cute bloke came up to me. He was like, yo, what's your name? I say, my name is Ho. He was like, huh? And he said, nice to meet you, Ho. What? Excuse me? I am not a hoe. You know, that's my cousin.
It's amazing stuff. And you're playing tonight, so which is really cool.
You're amazing. Mm. So you're going to be here tonight at the Grand Poobah. Are you excited to be down here in Hobart?
Yes, it's my first time being here. I would say it's so lovely. And I respect you guys' sense of fashion here.
Really? Are you talking to me and Dan? Because neither of us look particularly great at the moment.
Everybody is so fashionable, says, from what I've seen so far.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Well, ooh. I'm dressed by shiploads today.
So. We'll take that credit. That's
in
good to see.
In every single day.
It's very cold here.
So what made you start into stand-up comedy?
You know, just anger management. yeah, I hate people. And
just
I
like
have
Dan.
A lot of hate inside. I was like, I don't want to be angry anymore. So let's find another outlet.
This is hilarious. So your 4-minute set has had more than 8 million views on Twitter and nearly a million on YouTube.
It's like a 30 million in total.
Well, that's incredible. Whoa. That is a humongous figure. Were you nervous when you auditioned for Australia's Got Talent?
I was nervous because I was, it's a big TV show and I have never done that before. But the whole crew was very nice. So they helped me to walk through and everything. So I was nervous before I went on the stage and I just blacked out when I went on the stage.
Just did your thing. Dan does stand up as well. And Dan has auditioned for other reality television shows.
It was Australian Idol back in the day, which is singing, which is worse.
Yes.
Have you ever sung in front of people?
Musical comedian?
Yeah, I am. I wouldn't say comedian. I'd put that in inverted commas, but I do try.
He's
best.
Very funny.
But
he's
there's some
good
judges too, like Shane Jacobson's on there, Kate Ritchie too, and they loved your performance, didn't they?
Yeah, everybody loved it. And I was blown away from, like, because they're normally harsh. And so they were, like, really positive on the set. I was like, oh, wow, thank you so much. Yeah. They were so lovely. Yeah.
And what was can you tell us your background beforehand? Like, what brought you to wanting to do stand-up comedy and how it all came about?
Yeah, so, like, I went to the U.S. for a Master of Public Policy. So I know overeducated a little bit for stand-up. But so I wanted to be working for government. And then I just got frustrated by all the bureaucracy. So I was like, what am I doing here? You know, I don't want to kiss people's asses. I
would love to have you in government.
Yeah,
I don't want to sell myself. Yeah, and I love stand up. It's so straightforward. Like if you're good, you're good. And the policy making is just not that way.
Well, no one can agree. That's right.
And so is everyone funny in your family too? Like, what are the parents like?
My mom is funny, but she doesn't know that, I think. My dad is really funny. He is the joker of the family, so he always, like, roast us.
Yeah.
I think, like, they're generally just very down-to-earth parents and very spoiling me, too. That's why I have the confidence to stand up.
That's good.
Yeah. So, yes, I think they're funny.
And what's the difference? Because you'd have to speak in Chinese, too, and then do it in Australian. So,
He means English.
Mandarin.
<There's> what is that?
And in English. Is it different audiences? Is stand-up massive in China?
I think stand-up's really, like, booming right now in Chinese, in Mandarin. But I have never done, like, intensive experience in stand-up in Chinese, and I feel really uncomfortable doing that because I don't practice a lot, but I do love watching comedy in Chinese. Unfortunately, not too much recently, but it was really booming in a while. So I prefer English stand-up.
And for people that want to get along tonight and check it out, what sort of humor can they expect?
Very dry, and then I want to all the white people come to my show. I'm okay, so feel free to laugh.
Well, I'll see you tonight. Hu Huang, of course, from Australia's Got Talent tonight, supported by Jez Watts too, a very funny dude too. Stand-up comedy at the Grand Poobah tonight. Chookers out there, and we're looking forward to seeing you live.
Thank you guys for having me. See you tonight. Bye.